This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Last time, okay, we're holding here in Perek Hamishi, and we had spoken last time, Zion, about Rav being mushrash in having a shorish of Rav. Now, Ches, v'tzorech sheteida, ki hine afal pishu v'emes sibas konyone atoim chomok sheheim, pirish v'mekosan ha'seim, hine hi ores panav yisbarach me'zacharnu, v'sibas hara b'chol mokoim shehu helam harasim. So the first thing is, the bottom line is, Ra, there's only one state in the Bria, one inyan, ha'ora, now, or helam. So Ra's shayrish is in helam. If I could give a very simple muscle that we have today, binary system and computers. All of computers, the entire complexity of things that you see in a computer, you know, all the pictures, you could do pictures and movies and complex equations and everything, it all consists of yes or no. That's what it is. It's just long strings of ones and zeros. So, and yet you can construct an entire world. You don't need more than that. The complexity of the world is made up of the ha'aras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the helms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Ra is therefore an outcome of it. V'siba sarachol makam omnam l'toiv yitur adon Baruch Hu b'shem siba mazalpah. As far as toiv goes, then we can then we use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pe'ula as describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates tov, makes tov, and so on. Aval lera lo nitareh yisbarach shmei siba mamish. But we don't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a siba for ra. Ki omnam ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachat shmei ala ra. And it's like we're saying that ra is an absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ha'ara rather than any positive entity in itself. Moshe Shapiro would say that the word tov is like the word hatavas neiris, which means it allows for a flow of the ha'ara. Ra is like the lashon teroyeh b'shevet barzel. I will break them up into pieces with a metal with an iron staff. So ra is broken into pieces. It means you cut off from the shorish. Whereas tov is a hamshacha. Ela helam oyer behest upon me chasha shashloi, kezel sibasi b'emes, vizelat tzarheda toiv. Avale prote in yonov, b'mitzi usam, hinadn baruch hu shu kol yochol, ben lechevtsu mania, v'lo yochol to gvul klal, boris sherish umakar prati, mechuvin, b'ya tachzeh shaitzoas prati in yoni ra, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create beings, elements, and so on that will create the illusions, the sufferings of Ra. So Ra itself is generated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not having a Ha'ara. So Lamashal, if there's a lot of darkness in the room, the way to get rid of it is, I don't need to chase the darkness away, I just simply need to light a match. But in that world of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a, I don't know what to call it, a culture, a metzias that sort of takes over that. So there is a world of Ra, includes the Satan, the Yitzhar, the Shadim, the Malachi Chabala, the Gehenim, anything that we call Ra exists. But its relationship to true existence is it exists in the absence of good. Lamashal, let's give us somewhat of a mashal. A normal person is healthy. God forbid people whose immune system is compromised or something like that. Every infection in the world, everything goes wrong because they are... because they don't have whatever it is, the toiv, So it's true that the infections are all, this one is a fungus and this one is a bacteria and this one is a virus and this, but the shayish is because the body is not producing the koach that pushes these things away. So he's explaining that the boyer ra means he created a metzias of ra, so that a person actually deheres ra as something positive, I mean in the sense as existent. But the emes lamita, its makom in this world is only where there's no taif. Okay, I guess this inyan was very, very nogea in Yisoyde Emuna, Yisoyde Das, in terms of understanding Achdusa Yisbara. The question was like this. We can reconcile many anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one thing we can't reconcile is the bad in the world as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Nazis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu make them, and so on and so forth. So there were Avodah Zaras, there were beliefs, Zoroastrians who believed in two gods, the god of good and the god of evil. Even the Christians, it's very hard always to say, they don't have any real poiskim or anything, you have 1,000 different shitas with 1,000 different svaras, but the whole mindset of the devil and his minions battling against the so on and so forth. That type of attitude was an attitude of consciously or subconsciously understanding two forces. God does not have to battle against evil. A God simply has to present himself. Evil does not exist. It exists where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withdrew and allows for it to become a metzias. In other words, the absence of something produces an effect. So the metzias of Ra is not a counter metzias to Toiv. It's the absence of Toiv, and it presents itself in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed to present itself. Imagine a person has a battery that in some sort of device of his, and whenever it's really being drained of power and it's like almost gone, there's a picture of the battery crying and begging to be plugged in. Imagine, it's that type of. So what's the pshat? The pshat is there's only two states: either it has power, it doesn't have power, but in order to prompt us in a certain way, we dress up the lack of power in a certain way. So the lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, it's actually a stage before the end. Bamis, things do not exist without the Baruch Shalom, period. As a person is losing his kesha with the Baruch Shalom, there's a sense of a world of Ra, which is meant to prompt him to look for good. That's something very fascinating I once read. Natural gas has no smell whatsoever. Does not have any odor. The companies add an odor to it so that if it escapes, then you can smell it because it does have carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide is dangerous. Natural gas flowing in the house, you could explode. But you're not going to know it's there if, let's say, you left to open the gas range a little bit, or the fire went out, and so you're not going to know. So they add to it a bad smelling. How much? I smell gas. Quickly open the window, close this, and so on. The same thing is true by this is true by Ra as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Ra a koach that it should be able to present itself so that Adam has a sense to be aware of it, or else he would just lose hashpah and disappear. So the metzias of Ra as a metzias that presents itself, that frightens us, that imposes itself, that we deal with, is a way to help us deal, because we can't deal with a void. We can only deal with something that exists. This is the way it works. V'inyin ha-sharish hazeh hu klal kochos shonim yishtal shemim inyin ha-chisonim v'ros kulam polkin ha-seyem. So there's a klal of all these kochos which produce all of these different array of inyanim. Be'imash negel ha-nefesh, mash negel ha-guf, b'chol patel mach-ha-chisom v'yidin dabazah b'chelek ha-sheni b'sa'at ha-rishmaya. V'hine klal ha-kochos ha-elu misnaeg lifol or shalo lifol v'im b'kul v'im ha-chalokov. So all these kochos begin to function after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has masked himself. Based on the amount of helam, that's how much these things present themselves. As these kochos strengthen and they overpower, the Koach HaTov weakens. V'yischal shem ha'fem. U'kashiyuchnu ha'koach se'elu. And on the other hand, when we push aside these kochos, v'tenotem ha'ashlitu v'apulo, yigba ha'toiv. V'yituknu shor shem ha'fem. V'yisatzu mokom tov, v'yischal shem ha'fem. So, by working and struggling with Ra, as a person is misgaba and Ra in himself, person has Yitzharas, as he's omed against Yitzharas, and as he's represses it and so on, his tov strengthens. But ulam kolmash as a chayrin a tov aram lechemas a seichel v'achoyim kol inyotik mekilkol shirish kol inyonim kulam heim eis gavus gos eilu v'agi inyonim tosim ben ivroim b'shoshim v'anofim v'achna osim bitl pulosim v'as inyonim tosim ben ivroim b'shoshim v'anofim. So all of the struggle is between eliminating these kohos and the shoshim and the anofim and vice versa. So it's as if, just like, let's go back to the example of the gas. It's a good example. When there's a gas leak, I don't need to clear hakiris about where could the gas have gone and what is it doing, isn't that? Wherever there's a smell, I open a window. Once the smell is gone, I close the place where the gas is flowing. Once the smell is gone, then everything's okay. And all I need to do is focus on getting rid of that. So when I have a sense of kochos of Ra and I can identify it, then I have a way of struggling with it and saying, okay, we eliminate the Mashal HaSodom, we eliminate Ra from the world, and now, Betzim, we're Shayach to Tov again. Okay, we'll hold it here.